it was a traffic nightmare in South Lake Tahoe yesterday. Thousands of people left the California tourist destination under mandatory evacuations as the Caldor fire closed in. A red flag warning was in effect today, which means weather conditions will likely fuel the flames. Here's South Lake Tahoe Mayor Pro Tem Devin Middlebrook.
It's something that we've, as a city and as a community, have been preparing for, and hopefully that preparation helps us ensure that there is no loss of life and residents can get out and be safe, and worst case scenario, we're able to clean up and come back even stronger.
Ezra David Romero is a climate reporter for KQED. He's been talking with people near the fire, and he's just across the state line in Carson City, Nevada right now. Ezra, how close is this fire to Lake Tahoe?
The fire from the maps this morning looks like it's just right outside of the city. Fire crews last night were working really hard to have it not get any further into South Lake Tahoe.
And you spent yesterday covering the evacuation as people were trying to get out of the town. The roads were clogged. What were you hearing from people?
It seemed like most people waited to evacuate until the mandatory evacuations were released. I was sitting in South Lake Tahoe, and everyone just lined up in the streets. And then there was a 4 or 5 hour backup of people trying to get out of the city. So it was haywire for a moment. And I talked to a couple people. I talked to one man. He didn't even know there was an evacuation warning. So I helped him I told him about the evacuation and some others. And it was just a sort of like, they didn't realize it. They realized it was happening, but the imminent danger might seemed like it was far away, but then it was there all of a sudden.
That man must have been wondering what in the world was going on. I mentioned the red flag weather conditions today. What are the biggest concerns for this fire over the next few days now?
A red flag warning means that there's windy conditions, it's hot, the relative humidity is low. So they're worried that the fire and the wind could push it towards more populated areas like South Lake Tahoe. And then there's embers that fly up to a mile ahead of a fire. And those are really what they're nervous about, because those can start fires way ahead of the existing fire.
A couple years ago, you did a podcast for Cap Radio looking at the ways that climate change will affect the region there in Northern California, and you describe essentially exactly what's happening right now. Excuse me, as a climate reporter, did you see this coming?
In that podcast, I started off the podcast at Echo Pass, where the fire came over, looking into the future at 2100, so it's sort of surreal for me that the idea of what I wrote about, the scene I wrote, is actually happening today and not in the year 2100. So yeah, we sort of called it, scientists here called it, and the possibility it could happen between now and 2100 is very high, and guess what? It's happening right now.
100% now. Ezra David Romero is a climate reporter for KQED. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.